What do we say?
No!
What do we say?
No!
About 30 tribal members and power plant opponents marched down Broad Street in Providence to the State House downtown. Power plant developer Invenergy recently announced the tribe as the backup water supplier to cool its proposed plant. But members claim the water deal was made without a vote from the tribal body, which violates the tribe's constitution. Tribal Councilman Randy Noka spoke at the State House.
We don't support something that harms the environment such as that power plant will do. The fracking of the natural resources, the water that it's going to need to operate, the pollutions and pollutants that it's going to put in the air.
Tribal elder and March organizer Darlene Monroe says the next step is to file a court order that would put a stop to the water agreement. Avery Brickens, Rhode Island Public Radio.